This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Nutrition Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Stella Metzelvas. She is a globally recognized clinical nutritionist and media health expert based in the state of California. Beyond her private practice, Stella is regularly called on as a media resource, featured as a diet and nutrition expert in People, Glamour, Shape, Red Book, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and many others. Stella, privileged to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
We are very excited to have you on the show, Stella. So how about telling us your background? It is very fascinating. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Sure. So, hello, everybody. I was raised in a Greek-American household, so pretty much everything revolved around food. I don't know if any of you have seen the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Everything in that movie obviously revolved around food. So as a young girl, my grandmother lived with us, typical of a Greek household, and I recall at a very young age, I must have been 5, 6, 7, we would literally go and pick wild greens in the backyard. I would go tell my friends at school, and they literally all thought I was crazy. But at that age, I was exposed to something that many of my friends were not, and that was foraging wild greens in my backyard. I mean, how many kids are doing that today? Not so many. After that, I began competing with the United States Swim at about age 10. And as you all know, an athlete's diet is really key to their performance. I was raised, again, on traditional Greek foods, which kept my brother and I very healthy, especially during adolescence. The problem came in my diet when I was put on a typical athlete's diet of the mid-90s, heavily processed, refined carbohydrates, and very low in fat. That's when I became digestively unwell. Lab tests revealed that I had a severe form of anemia and low ferritin stores, which literally meant that my red blood cells had no energy in them. Now, I'm an athlete, and I'm swimming about 6 hours a day, so you can just imagine how I felt. And years later, and I'll talk about that in a few moments, there was a pivotal time that changed my life, and that came shockingly to me. So after that, I realized that in college, I wanted to study some form of biological science, and I began as a sports medicine major. But I quickly fell in love with food, science, human nutrition, literally from Nutrition 101. When I began my upper division coursework, I became a vegan, and those were probably the worst years of my life, actually the sickest years of my life. There's definitely two ways to be a vegan. There's a right way and there's a wrong way. There's literally no in between, and I was doing it all wrong. I consumed heavily processed soy. My whole diet was basically soy. Within a month of changing that, so removing the soy and putting fish back in my diet, I literally changed overnight. After college, I opened my first practice in Orange County, California. I began exploring functional medicine with some of the top doctors in the United States, with the likes of Dr. Jeffrey Bland. He's considered the father of functional medicine. Now, one of my major discoveries during this time in my practice came when I correlated the fact that all my clients had one major thing in common. This was all ages, both genders, and that was they all had some form of digestive dysfunctioning. Some were just simple cases of bloating, maybe not moving the bowels as efficiently as they should. And others were very serious, like Crohn's disease, celiac disease. Now, I realized through my own experience that true health, not only from my clients, but my own health, is completely reliant on your digestion. From a mother's diet while she's pregnant and thereon, our foods literally shape our immune system. And your immune system is actually almost exclusively found in your gut. So that's pretty much my background and what's brought me to this point.
Very interesting, I might add. So what you're telling us is that without a healthy digestive tract, one could never be truly obtain the true picture of health.
That is correct. What is she saying? That sounds a little too extreme. Well, it's not everything I talk about in the media, and this is very important to note. You can have someone in the media talking about what they feel is the best diet or what they feel is the best supplement, and that's based on their own sort of merit, what they believe. Everything I've talked about in the media from day one, and I do not have a PR firm representing me. This has always been a reporter, journalist coming directly to me as an expert. Everything I've provided the worldwide media has been fact-based information on medically peer-reviewed research. Now, the fact is that gut medicine is literally being called the new medicine. And if we have digestion, absorption of the nutrients from your foods, your immune system will function more efficiently, and in turn, pathogens like bacteria, fungi, all these things that we acquire in our living environment, which are necessary, we do need to acquire these pathogens, can be suppressed to a point where they don't cause ill health. Without a proper functioning digestion, digestive health never truly can occur. And so therefore, there isn't a magic pill out there or any magic detox or cleanse that is going to help absorb the nutrients efficiently and or correctly if you don't take digestion as a top priority.
If you would, tell us about your projects. They all seem to align with digestive health. Do you feel there might be too many eggs in one basket?
No, I mean, I feel that when I had the turnaround point in my practice, and that's when I correlated, you know, pretty much every single commonality between my clients were that they all had this dysfunction. I felt that, well, okay, if you're interested in for example, in women's health, reproductive health, men's health, dealing with stress, if you really look at the core of each and every single one of these health factors I just brought up, they are all connected to digestive health, all of them. And this is medically peer-reviewed research. So, for example, today while watching the news, now I knew about this probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, there are certain bacteria in the gut that have been analyzed and shown in obese patients that this specific strain of bacteria is common in people that are severely overweight. Now, looking at all of my projects, so I decided that what I was trying to build from here on out is a brand, a media presence, that would be a go-to if someone had a question about this new emerging medicine, this new understanding of how people can truly become healthy, how to avoid sickness. So at Expo West, which is it's a pretty big, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, it's a big meeting place of the natural marketplace, from supplements to health personalities. It's just a big, big, big gathering of people in my business. And I was just conversing with people here and there and got to meet someone who was worked with a company called Botanic Choice. Now, I'm familiar with Botanic Choice because they are one of the oldest companies here in America, nutraceutical companies. And the grandfather of the company actually wrote the book The Herbalist, which is very important. It's actually one of the first health books ever written here in the United States. So it was really fascinating, and I was excited to you know pick this person's brain about the company and whatnot. And of course, I didn't talk about myself, but I gave him my card. And make a long story short, I ended up talking to the people at the company and wondered if somehow we can create something together. And understand, in the past, I had been approached by companies. Humbly speaking, I was always very humble at the fact that someone wanted me to represent their company or do some sort of business with them. But I just, it wasn't right. From these Amazonian superfruit juices, one major one was going to give me a great salary, very good salary to represent their product. I denied it. And I did so because I just, if I don't believe in the company or the product, I don't believe in my own self, my own product. So what I did with Botanic Choice is explore what can I bring to the table here, especially a company that's been in business since 1910, 100-year-old company. So I thought, you know what? I am ready to expand, to do something that, instead of reaching a person-to-person basis in my practice, okay, so we're speaking of hundreds of people here, why not try to give what I've been doing for all these years to globally, to a customer base that can affect people globally? And what I did was I created this 21-day digestive health detox that functioned pretty much exactly as what I was doing in my practice, and I actually called it the low allergenic cleanse in my practice. So it's pretty much exactly what I did in my practice for almost 10 years, minus the diagnostic testing. So we're doing the diet here and specific nutraceuticals to help aid in revamping the digestive tract, especially because most people have such an issue with digestion these days. Now, from there, I'm developing a product called Gut Packs, and that will launch sometime in the next 3 to 4 months, and that will correlate with my actual so exciting first book. It took me about 3 years to write this thing. It was writing the book was more difficult than the 6 hours a day I put in the pool, believe it or not. Writing the book is, yes, it's very difficult to write a book. So I give major props to all those published authors out there. And that is in almost completion. It's called Digestive Wars, and it's going to take you on basically a digestive journey on the day-to-day functioning of what happens inside, things that we don't know of. And it's pretty much all these little wars going on. So those are all my products and future venture of what I have planned.
Exciting times. Today we are with Stella Metzelvas. She is a globally recognized clinical nutritionist and media health expert based in California here on eHealth Radio's Health and Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Stella, you mentioned in your book that one major connection all your clients shared was some form of dysfunction in their digestion tract. Should I or the listener be worried about this?
Well, you know, I would say that, yeah, I mean, it does sound kind of scary, right? I mean, wow, this nutritionist is correlating all these things that maybe, you know, most people haven't heard of this stuff yet. I mean, it's so new, but yet all of these principles I'm speaking of here are based on ancient medicine, ancient philosophy. So, Hippocrates, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's Hippocrates in Greek. So Hippocrates once said, all disease begins in the gut. And he said this hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So back then, they correlated all these diseases, not our modern disease, the diseases of the past, to a malfunction in the gut. Now, what worries me and what the consumer and listeners should be worried about is all this misinformation that the media provides to the public. One day something is good for you, the next day it's not. And what happens in media, because I know the internal mechanism of it, is that you have a lot of media placement, product placement. So when you hear one day, well, you know, this beverage is good for you because it contains all these antioxidants and it builds bones. Well, you know, this drink, this beverage, if you will, might be endorsed by this company who wants the media placement to just talk about how healthy this beverage is for you. But in turn, instead of directly marketing this product, they're making all the consumers believe that, well, this is a healthy product. That is not true, and that's where the confusion should lie. That should worry you. What shouldn't worry you are things that make sense and things that have been researched. And gut health truly is the new medicine. So what that means is, basically, you control the way you eat, and if you are consuming healthfully, your body in turn will thank you, and you're going to function literally at a high caliber. So you have all of the control. The media messes with that sometimes. They confuse you. So don't be worried. Just control the way you eat. Learn about the food you're consuming, and learn, more importantly, about the ingredients you're consuming.
Now, I know you are a gut health guru. Tell our listeners, what are the top foods you recommend for digestive health?
Well, in the 21-day digestive health detox, it's pretty much based on the principle of using one ingredient foods to better your health. So when you think of one ingredient foods, think of a food that has one ingredient. It sounds pretty easy. So the ingredients you want to use as a one-ingredient source are top five foods here, okay? Sweet potatoes, great clean-burning carbohydrate. Fish, if you can get your hands on some healthy, fresh fish. And when I say healthy, be careful where you buy your fish from. Number three, dark green leafy vegetables. Kale is a superstar. Number four, you need fat in your diet. Olive oil, olive oil, olive oil. Also, clarified butter and or organic butter. And number five, if you really want to experiment with something super healthy, seaweed. Yes, I said seaweed, dried seaweed, nori strips. You can find this at your local supermarket. And those would be literally my top five one-ingredient foods.
Sounds delicious. Where can our listeners find more information and be in contact with you online?
You can find me at www.21daydigestivehealthdetox.com. And if you just Google top nutritionist or Mediterranean diet expert, you'll see me pop up.
That sounds easy enough. We've been speaking with Stella Metsovas. She is globally recognized as a clinical nutritionist and media health expert based in California. And the website of reference, once again, is 21daydigestivehealthdetox.com. Stella, certainly been a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.